Bienvenidos! This is Tambourine Borelli, your host for 2012 Journey to Evolution. And I am so excited today. I have a very special guest speaking today on a topic that I'm sure all of you know is dear to my heart. I want to get right into this, so I'm not even going to go any further in any other subject except to bring on my guest, Miguel Angel. He is a Mayan cultural teacher and a master in his own right. He's known as a Master Nazul and teaches seminars in Mexico and abroad on Mayan astronomy, philosophy, calendar, glyphs and symbols, medicine, cosmovision, traditions and prayers, and ceremonies and healing. This man is an amazing, beautiful teacher. He has extensive experience in regard to the Mayan prophecies, and especially when it comes to the Mayan perspective of 2012. He is a speaker and presenter at the upcoming Prophets Conference that the actual topic is 2012, the tipping point. He is my first guest in the Prophets Conference series, which will be airing every week until the actual conference starts in Vancouver at the end of July. Without any further ado, Miguel, thank you so much for being with us today, and welcome.
Well, thank you so much for to invite me to these special programs, especially to have the chance to share, you know, part of my visions and part of my teacher's visions about what the Mayans think about this special date that is connected now with in our calendar with December 21st, 2012. So I think that for everyone, it's important to know that the ancient ones, the Mayan, in these sacred lands, they were amazing, amazing astronomers. And the Mayas, you know, according with some legends, they came from the ancient place that we call Atlantis. There is a beautiful story that is the part of the oral tradition, and why people call Maya. The word Maya came because in the Atlantis time, before Atlantis sink, one of the goddesses from Atlantis came to the Lord Itzamna, who means in Maya the dew of the sky, and said to him, Itzamna, the next full moon, this land, this sacred land, is going to sink. So you are going to be the chosen one to choose the wise and the good people and to leave from this place to another special land that you will give the name. So according with this legend, Itzamna chose the ones and the wise men and came to the Gulf of Mexico until the land of Yucatan now. And when he arrived here with his people, he baptized this land with the name of Mayav, M-A-Y-A-B, who means the land of the chosen ones. So Maya means a chosen ones. So who is a Maya? Is a chosen ones because their evolution, spiritual evolution, their consciousness. And that's why these oral traditions define very well why the ancient ones called themselves the Maya. So a Maya is a chosen ones, and the Mayans were live in this sacred land of the Yucatan, plus the other sides that we know now as the Guatemala, Honduras, and other places. And one of the amazing things that is related in the oral tradition is like, you know, how many pyramids we have in the Mayan lands. They said, the oral tradition said, that the pyramids were seeded, you know, like the corn seed in the fields. So it means like possibly more than 20,000 archaeological or ceremonial sites in this area were seeded according with this oral tradition. But imagine how many pyramids and temples could be counted, because each ceremonial center has between 10 pyramids and 1,500 pyramids is one site. So now you have an idea how many pyramids and how many temples we have in the Maya land, and why it's so important that now this land is fulfilling their role to awake the humankind consciousness in these special times.
Now, how do you see that in your own words in regard to what do you hold as being the message from the Maya in regard to this time, in regard to this era of awakening? What would you say?
Yes, you know, in the process that I have been connected with the Maya, what I have seen is that one of the most important things is that we reconnected again with the elements of Mother Nature. What I've seen is that we are not connected anymore with the energy of Mother Nature. We have not the connection with the stones or with the caves or with the mountains or with the forest. We don't know if today is full moon or tomorrow is going to be a sunset eclipse. We live like with blind eyes. It means with blind consciousness. So we have lost this, and it's so important that now we return to this sacredness, doing in our everyday life something very simple to honor every moment in our life. How can we do that? People ask me, you know, why, how? Well, the way is to honor, you know, when you go to eat, when you go to work, when you return from your work, when you are with your family, when you read a book, when you drink something, when you pray, when you are working, everything needs to be blessed, needs to be honored, because we have lost in that sense of to be grateful with God. So one of the main aspects that I have infused now in people is to return to that honor, without to forget who we are. We are now Western people living in cities most, but at the same time we have forgotten to ask permission. We need to go to the mountains and to ask permissions to be there, to the trees, to the forest, to the lakes, to the rivers. We are not anymore connecting with the spirits of Mother Nature. We don't know that what kind of spirits are there in the trees, what spirits are in the rivers, what spirits are in the clouds. So we don't know. We live unconsciousness. So one of the main messages from the Maya is that return to Mother Nature, honor every moment in your life and the way that you live. It's not important where you are, it's the way that you are living. That is one of the main aspects that I really want to infuse in people, that we need to open again our hearts. We need to open our minds to this special reality, because one of the aspects that, you know, Mother Earth is claiming to us is to return to her. That's why all these changes are happening now. And if we don't awake our consciousness, Mother Earth is showing us in a different ways how it's possible to return to her without to receive these dangerous and tremendous, cataclysms or earthquakes or whatever is coming. The most important is to return to the sacredness and to love her and to honor her in our everyday life. When we go to bed, say thank you for this day. Say thank you for this family, for this food, for this support. And the same day, when the next day in the morning, open the eyes and say, thank you, Mother, thank you, Father, for this beautiful moment to open my eyes. And you know what is the most important miracle is precisely that, is to honor yourself and to love yourself in order to love what is outside, what is Mother Nature, and what is all the beings who surrounded your environment every day.
You know, the beautiful thing about that, Miguel, and how I relate to that, it's so powerful, because, you know, gratitude has been said to be the highest of all frequencies. And
yes,
it makes sense. When we are expressing gratitude with all of life, with all of nature, from the little bird to the tree that the bird lives in, to anything that flies, anything that walks or crawls, and to see ourselves literally a part of that. So when the two are inextricably combined, man and nature, there, is never a possibility that there can be a dishonoring of anything in nature or in life, because if you're loving and honoring yourself, you know that you are a part of all that is in nature. So there is a innate love and innate respect. So from that, you know, there is this reality that is beautiful, that is completely different from what we have as a culture and society have been living in this recent past of ours. You know,
yes. Another thing that I would love to comment to you is about, there are two special dates in the Mayan calendar who are related with a big philosophy of life. That is the two things that I want to comment now. Because people is related sometimes only with numbers and dates, but without know the philosophy of these dates and what is the philosophy that involves a way of living, it's very difficult to understand the Maya cosmovision. It's difficult to understand how did the Mayans think about the universe. There is a place in Guatemala who is called Quirigua, and it's pretty famous because there are the most highest stelas in the Mayan world, especially one who is connected with the beginning of the Mayan era. The beginning of the Mayan era is called For Ahau, For Lord, 8 Kumku. Kumku in Maya means where God stopped. It means when the sun stopped and to shine the planet with love, with light, with fertility and abundance. This date is now related to different scientific dates with August 13, 3113 B.C., that's the beginning of the Mayan era, according with this stela in Quirigua, and most of the scientists are agree that this is the beginning of the Mayan era. And there is a beautiful paragraph written in this stela, and it says in this way. They said three forces were placed, happened in the earth. The place of the three stones. The three stones represents the three forces of creation, father, mother, son, or positive, negative, son, neutral, or sacred masculine, sacred feminine, and sacred neutral. But at the same time, the three stones represent something very special, because in every Mayan house, the place where the mother made the meals, especially the tortillas, the cornmeal, it's called the place of the three stones, the place where everybody received nurturing. And at the same time, in the Maya cosmovision, this planet has three levels, the underworld, the surface, and the sky. And between these three levels, there is the heart of the sky, and there is the heart of the earth. This expression means that we have to connect with the cosmic forces, and we pass to the sky, to the surface, and to the underworld, and then connect it strongly with the heart of the earth, who is the heart of the planet. One of the things now we need to return is precisely to reconnect again with us, with that heart, who is inside of the planet, who represents the roots of ourselves, who represents the feet of ourselves. Because one of the main things that the Mayans said, between the heart of the sky and the heart of the earth, there is a channel, there is a connection completely, because they represent the cosmic forces connecting with the telluric forces. In other words, represented the male forces connecting with the feminine forces. And one of the aspects that the Mayans connected with this is precise the place of the three stones. The place is the house, is the mother, is Mother Earth, is Mother Nature, who received precisely these three forces of creation, these three precious elements of life inside of Mother Nature, inside of the planet, inside of every being. So this is something that is important people understand, that we were created in three. You know, the three represents at the same time the body, the soul, and our spirit. We are three. That's why in every culture and in every religion is connected with the three. The three is the law of the manifestation, is the law of the creation. That's why it's so important that people understand about this Mayan cosmovision.
Now, when you say cosmovision, for those that have never heard that term, could you go in a little bit more detail to what exactly that means?
Yes, it's the way that the Mayans conceive the universe. It's the way like the Mayans, you know, they know the connection with different dimensions, you know, the dimension of the underneath or underworld, who they call the Xibalba, that is mentioned in the Popol Vuh, one of the sacred Mayan books. The surface is the place where we live, you know, this the place where we have the trees, the birds, and all our world. And the sky, who is sky or heaven, who is connecting with the upper part. So these three aspects are connecting with one tree that is abundant in our lands, who is the ceiba tree. The ceiba tree is a green tree who all the year represents the heart of the sky connecting with the heart of the earth. And there are three levels, you know, the underneath, the surface, and the sky connected to this sacred tree, because the tree represents the spirit of God, the spirit who connected the three levels, of this planet, one up, one down, and three levels, who represents the entire life in our planet.
That's beautiful. It's basically the connectedness of all levels of creation.
Yes. Yes.
Like in a multidimensional sense, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And one thing that in ourselves that we can relate to is our head, who is the sky, our heart, or soul, who is the surface, and our feet, who represents the underneath or underworld. So we have the same. You know, we are body, we are soul, and we are spirits. And this is something that is important to remark. We are temples. We are the temples. We are the pyramids. The pyramids outside represents only what you are inside. As above, so below. As inside, it's outside. Nothing inside you, you know, can be reflected outside you. So if we want to have balance, if we want to have harmony, we need to begin with ourselves. We need to begin in our inner, you know, in order to get that energy of harmony, balance outside in our mother. One of the aspects that is very important too is to say that the Mayans apply different names to Mother Earth, to this planet. One of them is Kaban, K-K-A-B-A-N. Kaban means the being of the earth. So the Mayans conceive our planet as an alive being. And the Mayans said about human beings, they said the word vibrational beings. So the Mayans never said human beings. The Mayans said, we are vibrational beings. That now is confirmed by the science that every being is in vibration. So the Mayans conceived this planet in complete vibration. And the vibration inside us is the vibration outside us. So one of the things is that is if we change, if we move, if we transform inside, we are able to transform outside too. And this reality that we have created could be better, because nothing in the universe is blind. Every atom, every molecule has consciousness. And if we change our consciousness, no one of these catastrophes, no one of these negative aspects could be possible if we ascend our consciousness in another level. And precisely, the prophecies were warnings. Warnings to what? That to stop this craziness, to stop our unbalanced way of living. So the Mayans saw in the past, they traveled in the space, the prophets traveled in the space. To another time, you know, after this process, they came back and they wrote in their books the Mayan prophecies. But the prophecy is not something that needs to fulfill. The prophecy is a warning, an alert to say, hey, you must change the way of your actions. So as we change our everyday life, every moment, you know, we get better consciousness. We honor, we become our life in more harmony. We exchange better, you know, we pray, we honor everything we have. Of course, the situations with the elements, the water, the earth, the fire, the wind, they are not unconsciousness elements. They have consciousness. And they feel if we change. They feel if we honor them. They feel when we change our attitude. So Mother Earth is feeling us every day. How can we think? How can we feel? And how can we act, you know, outside and inside? So this is something very, very special that we must change in our life to honor and to bless, you know, every day, every moment, every second.
I totally agree. And, you know, when I hear you speak, and you speak about that we all are vibrational beings, and what is vibration? It's information that flies through the air, you know, in terms of quantum physics, the wave is information. So when you speak of honoring and when we take that honor throughout our day and we are grateful and we vibrate to a frequency of information that says we are beings of gratitude, then how could we not experience a version of reality that matches that?
Exactly. Yeah, you are completely right. And, you know, one of these aspects that there is a beautiful book that is called in the Mayan tradition, the Chilam Balam. Chilam means the prophet, and Balam means the jaguar. This is the jaguar prophet. In this book, they wrote something very, very beautiful that could match perfectly about our talk today. And they said that that which cannot pass in 1,000 years can pass in an instant. It is enough that a god breathes and the course of the wind changes. So it means that, you know, everything that we see now is different from 10 years ago, from 20 years ago, because now is the time when, again, the cosmic moment, this cosmic time, the planets and the alignments in the sky, they are opening many doors, many windows, that again, the manifestation of the real wisdom coming from any culture could be manifested. But what I can say is that the Mayans were, you know, the people, you know, the culture who have the ascension, you know, connection with another realms and realities, especially because their calendars are still useful and are still used by the Maya people in these sacred lands. So everything that now we can see is possible that from one moment to the other change, because we have the assistance now of many teachers, physical teachers and spiritual teachers. They are with us. And this is the moment, because according with this process of the new Maya era, that is coming is that the teachers, that they call the Balaam Eves. There is a prophecy that say the Balaams, the Jaguars, the prophet, the teachers are coming back precisely at the end of this date, which is connected with December 21st, 2012. But we can relate it that now the teachers are with us, that now the teachers are with us helping to awake, to aware our consciousness, because that's the time when everybody could access to this special wisdom that is involved in everything in this planet and beyond that, and other realms and other dimensions of realities, according with each one development, spiritual development. So this is the moment when all humankind is receiving their seed of knowledge to be ready what about the future is coming. What I feel deeply in my heart, the change is going to be very positive for this humankind. I don't see any catastrophe. I don't see any negative thing. I think that we are able to change the prophecies in a positive prophecies. I think that we are able as a human beings to manifest, you know, this change in ourselves, and at the same time to come back and as to give to the mother what the mother is asking to us, that is love and honor, gratitude. And you as a mother, you as a woman know that when your son, your daughter comes to you and say, Mother, forgive me. Mother, receive me again. Mother, I love you. Mother, I honor you. Are you going to deny the chance? Are you going to reject your son? Of course not, because Mother Earth has consciousness. And this is something that we need to think about today, this moment, this instant, this minute. This minute is the most important minute in the future, because now we are creating the future of 2012, this moment, today, this instant.
Let me ask you, Miguel, what is your perspective? You know, we speak of multi-dimensions and other realms.
Yes,
I'll ask you personally, do you believe that there is a version of reality that exists, that it is the catastrophe? There is the things that we've heard about and where all the hype come from. Do you believe that there is a version of that that exists?
Well, all my experiences that I have been in connection, I never felt that exists as a reality in another dimension. I always feel that God has a lot of compassion and love for ourselves, for this humankind. I never felt that exists as a reality in another dimension, because I always feel that we are able to change anything. If we ascend our consciousness and we have the faith and we have the hope, we can change any negative prophecy or anything who is connected with catastrophes. And as an example, I can tell you from my own experience here in the Yucatan, because in the past, in the last years, we have been, you know, every year connected with the hurricanes, and you know, and one of these hurricanes, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, is going to connect, you know, to attack the land, to hit the land of the Mayav, these areas. So in groups, we did meditations, and we asked to the heart of the hurricane, to the elements of the hurricane, to the Lord of the hurricane, we asked, please, don't hit these lands. And we give offerings. We work with Mother Earth strongly in ceremonies. We did different ceremonies during, you know, 2 weeks. And what happened in the moment when the hurricane is going to take the route to the Yucatan, you know, from the north, a cold air comes and stops completely the hurricane and move to another side in the Gulf of Mexico. So
wow.
This is something that I have experienced, and this is something that we must trust, that we have that possibility, because we are creators. The Mayan said something very beautiful. there is a statement said, if you believe, you can create. If you can create, you can manifest.
Well, I firmly believe that, and I have personally experienced that to be true. And, you know, it's very interesting because there was a time in my life where I vibrated on a frequency of fear, of, I'll call it a radio station that played the music of a reality where that version of 2012 of death and destruction was something that I thought was possible and that could very well be a reality.
Yes.
The difference now, and I can only attribute it to in the ways that I have evolved my being and the fact that my frequency or where I'm vibrating now and who I am now and what I hold to be true is definitely broadcasting on a different radio station. It is not even in my consciousness of a reality in 2012 that is anything but beautiful, evolved, and a precious place, a precious seeding of a new era of humanity being one once again with each other and being one once again with all life and all nature. I don't see or feel in the depth of my heart anything but that happening.
Yes, and this is something very important, again, to remark that all the people who are now, you know, helping and protecting Mother Earth, all these people now are in another level of consciousness, because this is something that, as we see now in programs, in many groups and organizations all over the world, we are now taking care of animals. You know, we are worried about the spill in the Gulf of Mexico, about, you know, the different beings affected, the water, who is one of the main sources of life. And we see that, you know, the technology sometimes is not able to solve and to get the solutions to situations who now are happening. So one of the things, you know, that is still is proved to the water, when you meditate and when you pray and when you connect with the elements, it's possible to unpollute the water through meditations, to prayers, to sending love and honor and connecting with the elements of the life. And this is tested scientifically. So one of the things is to change, because we have this record, this CD in our brain, that we are not capable to do anything or little things. And we need to change that, this CD, and to say, like the Mayan said, you know, to apply this belief, you know, if you believe, you can create, and if you can create, you can manifest. But you have to have the faith, the 100% the faith, that you can do that with no any doubts. 100% completely sealed means I am able to manifest, you know, the divinity, the love, the honor, the healing, you know, in my planet. And this is one of the wishes of the Mayan teachers from another realities and from this reality. This is why the shamans and the teachers are still with us from all the different traditions. That's why they asking us, please respect Mother Earth. Please come back to honor Mother Earth. Please do ceremonies again, connecting with the Earth. Feel as how the Earth is feeling. Give seeds, give offerings to the Mother. Respect again your neighbor, respect your gardens, respect all what is around you. So I am sure, you know, I am sure, completely sure, that God, Father, Mother, is not injustice. Father, Mother is completely misericordia and compassion for us, and love for us. Who Father or Mother wants to destroy, you know, their creation, their children? It's no sense. It's no sense. So we have the hope. We have the faith to do it.
you know, Miguel, I was going to say, as far as like the recent unfoldings of that oil spill in the Gulf, I have not seen more outreach and an outpouring of many, many different groups. You know, I get into social networking within Facebook and all these different conscious networks that it doesn't matter what group it is, they have all come together, and it's been overwhelming. Everyone coming together and doing different visualizations, different, thousands and thousands of people together, picking certain days and times around the whole world for everyone to see and visualize the cleaning of those waters and bringing back the pristine life that live in it. It's been such it really has touched my heart to see how many people know that they absolutely can make a difference in that, and they're doing it.
Yes, this is something, you know, that I've seen through the years. You know, 20 years ago it was difficult. People really pay attention or listen to you. But, you know, from 10 years ago and coming back to this moment, you know, we have now thousands and millions of people possibly now doing this new consciousness, this closing to Mother Earth. Because, you know, what religion means, you know, in Latin means reconnection, relink. That's the main religion of the humankind is to relink again with the creators of the life. No matter what is the name of your religion, you know, organization. Religion means relink. To relink again with what? With God, with the creation, with Mother Nature, with love, with understanding. This is one of the main things, you know. It's not a concept connected with organization. It's a concept connecting with the human being's values, you know. So one of the things that, you know, I've learned from my teachers is that precisely is to live the time, this time and space without faith. Is to think that today is the most important day of your life, and to do with their cosmic responsibility every act, and every act will be powerful, every act will be strong. If you feel that this is the act that you want to do, and express and understand it, that you cannot change anybody. You cannot fight against the society. The most important is to change inside you, to change within you, to change inside in order to help the change outside. We are not here to change people. We are here to share what we know, what we have, what we understand. We are here, you know, giving to the others the best from our hearts. We are not perfect. But who is perfect? We are here in order to fulfill our cosmic vision, our spiritual vision, and to share this with the humankind, with the people who wants to listen. Maybe there is some phrases in this conversation that some people take and said, this is something that I need to listen. There is something that I need to live and to express in my life. This is enough that one person in the auditorium listen to us, because now it's so important that one person could be like the difference at the end of the times. It's like the balance could be in one side or in the other, but one person is so important today that that person take consciousness and be aware what is happening now in this moment, in this planet.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so powerful what you're talking about. I really, I want to say, if anyone wants to call in and ask Miguel any questions, the call-in number is 888-815-9756. And we're going to take just a little bit of a break right at this moment. And also, I want to say that we are going to give away two passes to the Prophets Conference this year in Vancouver that Miguel is presenting at. And that's going to be July 23rd through the 27th. And just call in and claim your two passes at 888-815-9756. When we come back, we're going to talk from, let's see, Jim from Ohio is on line two to speak to Miguel. We're just going to take a couple-minute break, and we'll be right back with okay. Miguel Angel. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Take this call from Jim from Ohio. He's on line two. And Jim, what do you have to ask Miguel today?
Yeah, I was listening in the program, and you're talking about not changing other people. Well, I'm wondering, how can I change my subconscious beliefs if there I want something 180 degrees from where I'm at?
Well, you know, the process is a process to begin with your everyday life, you know. I mean, there is a process that is necessary that you begin with your, I'm going to give you an example, your habits, you know, your bad habits, what kind of bad habits you have. And when you begin to see your bad habits in your everyday life, you will begin to change, taking consciousness of that bad habits, turning in a positive habit. This is going to bring to you to another kind of consciousness, to another layer of consciousness, as you see that you correct your bad habits in a positive habit and add this consciousness who means light and awareness in your everyday life. Of course, there are many things, or there are many meditations or techniques that each one to philosophy or organization or teachers can give to you. But I think that one of the most important is that you really want it to change. You really want it from your heart to release what is not in balance with you. And for that, you need to be open and you to be honest with you and to see what is your wrong areas and to find the way that maybe a person that you trust, maybe a teacher or a master or another, you know, healer can help you to release all these patterns that you need to change for a positive patterns. But one of the things that is important is to keep the, you know, the patterns, the bad habits, to become in a positive habits now. That is one of the main beginnings to check your everyday life, you know, hour by hour, what happened in your life, to make a feedback of your day, to see what kind of negative things happen, turning in a positive way, to make consciousness that, you know, your actions affected to the others, and what kind of actions are connecting with the Mother Nature around you, with your family, in your work, and about yourself. So I think that there is a large process, you know, but it doesn't matter. The most important is to begin with little things every day. The big changes come as you evolve and as you pray. We need to trust in our Divine Mother, in our Divine Father inside us, and to ask with love, understanding, with open hearts, to receive the help, to receive the guidance, to receive the love, to understand this process. One of the main things that the ancient ones had is faith. We must have the faith that in our lives we can change, we could change, you know, for a better person, to be a better person, to have a better habits, to have a better thoughts. But it's a process. And of course, the ancient said that it's very easy to criticize the others, and then you are a warrior. But to criticize yourself, then you are a titan. So when you criticize yourself and you see what you are, it's not easy. But it's now important to see, not with the bad energy to destroy yourself, taking the way that you can change, you can transform, releasing and transform that aspect that is negative, becoming in a positive way, in a positive thought. That means in the ancient ones, the gift of the spirit.
That's beautiful. Jim, I hope that answered your question. Thank you for your call. And
all right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Miguel, I would love to, if you could, please comment on what we were speaking about on the break in regard to the sacred feminine and where that falls within this whole vision of this new paradigm and taking us from here into 2012.
Okay, well, the sacred feminine is something that, you know, in the Maya is connected with the heart of the earth. The Mayans have five aspects connecting with the sacred feminine force, and one of them is called the heart of the earth. The heart of the earth is that force who is in the center of the planet, that force who receives every energy from the outside, from the surface. And all these emotional process and think and thoughts that we have, they go to some places, you know, energetically. And symbolically, the Mayans said that in the center of the planet, in the heart of the planet, there is a beautiful grandma that is called with the name of Ishmukane. Ishmukane means the heart of the earth. And she is there with a beautiful metate, who is like a grinding stone, to make possible the transformation of every of these energies who went into the heart. And then she is ready to transform, grinding all of them, becoming then in beautiful jades, in beautiful jewels, in beautiful diamonds, and to return back to the surface, you know, with this new light. So the sacred feminine is connected with the heart of the earth. And in the surface level, there is the mother Ixchel, Ixchel, who means in Maya mother of the light, mother rainbow, mother of the moon, mother of the childbirth, mother of the medicine, mother nature. She is the one who speaks in many times to myself, saying that she is ready to receive us in her womb of light. And every time that we do ceremony and we connected in Mother Nature, giving offerings, giving prayers, giving, you know, honor and love, she's always with us. She's always listening what we are doing in this place, when that place, even in our garden, even in our rooms, in our houses or outside. We can connect with Mother Earth through a plant, to a secret place, garden. Mother Ixchel said that we are her children, you know, daughters and sons. And she is asking, please, that we heal our sacred feminine side, because it's one of the ways that she can be healed too, because mm-hmm. she is the inner part receiving all that we are. So as we heal our sacred feminine, she's going to be healed, because, again, we're going to love her, we're going to honor her, and we are going to do ceremonies with her. She is telling that now she's birthing. Now is the time, the change is coming, and you all need to heal your heart. Always when you pray to me, I listen to you, and I'm present in your temples. As I explained to you, the Mayans conceive the pyramid, the place of God. When in Maya you want to say pyramid, you say Ku, Ki-U, who means God. So the pyramid is God. The pyramid is the temple. The pyramid is the place where you pray, is your own body, is your own soul, is your own spirit. Now, Mother Ixchel said that all the goddesses are one. Ixchel, Ixmukane, Ixcanleosh in the Maya, or Isis in Egypt, or Quan Yin in China and Japan, or Minerva, or Aphrodite, and all the sacred feminine is one. And they are together working for the wellness of the humankind. At the same time, they said that we need to be together because we are all one, because we belong to the heart of our mother and to the heart of our mother. And all of us, we are one. It doesn't matter the language, the color, you know. The borders have divided the world. And again, the mother said, the Mayans will come back again. Will come back to bring again the consciousness, to bring again the honor, to bring again the connection with the heart of the earth and the heart of the sky. And every person is a temple, is a pyramid. She's telling that she is the water, she is the wound, she is the one and the many in the creation. She is the grandma, the abuela, Ixmukane. And she is the being who holds the axis of the planet steady, that nothing happened, that she is there connecting, transforming, holding the axis of the planet, because her work is precisely to protect humankind. And she is there to heal us, to heal all humankind without distinction, because our mother loves us as our physical mother loves us. Our father love us.
You know, when I hear you speak about mothers and grandmothers and fathers, and the one word that comes to me that brings us all together as far as healing and becoming one is compassion. You know, because
exactly.
You know, the compassion of a mother is, there is nothing more powerful than that, compassion, because it supersedes everything. It is the root of love. And when we can have compassion for ourselves and let go of everything we hold ourselves in contempt for, no matter in this life or any other life, when we can totally forgive and have compassion and love ourselves, it does annihilate every wall that we put up in between us and everything else in our reality, every other person in the world, every other living thing. And I think that is key, and it totally just resonates. Everything that you just said, I think it's beautiful and powerful, and I'm so grateful to have you here. And as we are out of time, I want to just let everyone know that Miguel is going to be at the Prophets Conference in Vancouver. Do you happen to have your day and time that you're speaking, Miguel?
Yes, I'm going to do a lecture that is going to connect with all these Mayan Cosmovision that I have talked. And at the same time, I will mention especially the Kukulkan's Pyramid as a wonderful Mayan calendar connecting with the 2012, the Mayan calendar at the end of this era. So I send in my greetings to all the auditorium. I really send lots of love and light to all of you, hoping that your high self always guide you and protect you in every place you go, in every step you do in your life. And as the Mayan said, the phrase in la cage means I am you and you are me. So I send to all the auditorium and to yourself and to the people who is working with you, the in la cage, I am you and you are me.
Thank I love so that, Miguel. Oh, my God. Please, you have to, when we get off the air, tell me exactly how to pronounce that, because I want to take that.
Yes, of course. I will tell you.
It's beautiful. I am so grateful to you to be on the show and share your powerful wisdom. I look forward to continuing our friendship and possible work together. Again, I bless you. Thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to having you on the show in the future.
Yes, of course, and we will see soon. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Miguel.
Okay.
And everyone, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And just look on the post to see who our next speaker is from the Prophets Conference next Saturday at 3 o'clock. And again, we're giving away 2 passes every show. So tune in and be inspired. This is Tambourine Borelli, your host, 2012 Journey to Evolution. Have a beautiful weekend.
push and you surely don't have to